Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Our guest today is 7th grader Aiden Weimer. Aiden, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So let's jump right in. So tell us all about Aiden Weimer outside of the walls of Highland Middle School.
Well, outside of school, not really different. I basically do the same stuff.
What kind of stuff? What kind of stuff you do at home?
I like have fun with my cousins. Play with them, play games. They're a little bit older than me, but still fun to interact with them.
Mm-hmm. How many cousins do you have?
Two of them.
Okay.
I only get to play with one because the other one really can't play.
Gotcha. How much older?
The first one that I play with, I'd say 16.
Okay.
And the other one's 18.
Now, do you guys live together or do you just see them a lot?
We live together.
Oh, that's cool. So, who all's at home? Tell us about your house.
Ooh, it's me, my aunt, my uncle, my other aunt, my cousin that moved in not that long ago, the one I play with, and the other cousin.
Okay, so a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, do you... How do you maybe get time to yourself?
I usually, my other aunt that has the two kids, mm-hmm. she's off every Thursday, and my aunt goes to, aunt and uncle does pool league Thursday, since that's the only time she can go.
Okay.
Or she's guaranteed. And if I want to stay home, I can stay home, because they allow me to.
So you do get a little bit of alone time.
Yeah.
So... I know you're a big sports guy.
Yeah, I am.
And we've got the NFL draft coming up. Tell us about your favorite team, favorite football team, why you became a fan of them, and what you anticipate for the upcoming NFL draft.
Well, I like the Raiders, and I think that in the draft, they're going to get either Jaden Daniels or Joe Milton, because... They're both really good, talented players, and we need a quarterback.
And you need a quarterback. Who is the quarterback of the Raiders currently?
Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, you need a quarterback.
He's not that bad.
So how did you become, well, now the Las Vegas Raiders, how did you become a Raiders fan?
Well, started in 2019, I changed from a Rams fan, because I liked Todd Gurley at the time,
mm-hmm.
Todd Gurley II. And then I liked Josh Jacobs coming out of college, and he was selected by the Raiders. I also liked Rich Gannon, who played for the Raiders mm-hmm. during the Super Bowl run in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And I also liked Michigan, and we had Charles Woodson back in the day during our Super Bowl run in 2003. So that really kind of persuaded me, and I just really liked Josh Jacobs.
Okay. So kind of a combination of things.
Yeah.
Now, are you, what other sports do you follow?
Soccer and sometimes hockey.
Do you follow like Major League Soccer, or do you follow European soccer?
morally European, but...
So who's your team?
It's not European soccer, but it's my favorite team is in Australia.
Okay.
Melbourne City.
Okay.
I like our striker, Jamie McLaren.
How do you keep track of Australian soccer? Do you ever get to watch them?
Oh, no, I don't get to watch them, but I do look at the scores and the highlights of games.
How did you get attracted to Australian soccer?
I just like the style of play Jamie McLaren plays with. And he when he has the ball, he likes to go down and just power strike it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like quick soccer, so.
Do you ever talk soccer with Mr. Dowling or Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, I do. And it's not very good because I don't think Manchester City's that great.
Oh, you hear that, Mr. Wilson? He's calling you out.
Yeah, because they don't got the best players. De Jong's better. Virgil van Dijk's better. And they act like they have one of the best strikers, Erling Haaland. I would admit he's great, but Mohamed Salah has proven he's scored more goals, he's acted way better, and he's a man of faith. And so is Erling Haaland,
so,
but...
Mr. Wilson, if you're listening right now, Aiden says bring it, Man City. How about MLS, American soccer? Who do you follow?
Oh, who do I follow?
Or who do you like?
Well... Atlanta.
You're supposed to say Columbus Crew.
No, I'm not.
No, not a Crew fan.
Atlanta United.
Atlanta United, okay.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like, you're big time into sports.
Yeah.
Do you play any sports?
Yeah, I play football.
Okay. What position?
I play nose tackle, defensive tackle. Then I also play right tackle.
What's your favorite part about playing football?
The aggressiveness and the power you need to do it.
You like pushing people around?
Yeah.
Okay. So, obviously, did you play on the Highland 7th grade team this year?
Yeah, I did.
So, obviously, to play on a Highland or any school team, you got to keep your grades up. You got to be eligible. So, talk to me about school. So, let's transition into school. What are your encore classes? What classes do you choose to take?
I do Study Hall and Gateway to Technology.
Gateway to Technology, for those that are listening, is a new class at Highland this year. Tell us about, in a 30-second summary, tell us, our listeners, what is Gateway to Technology?
Well, basically, Gateway to Technology is where you learn how to do stuff in robotics, but, like, how to integrate it on a computer and to, like, show your robot, and also to learn how to 3D print stuff in the future.
So what's the project that you guys have been working on in
putting like nuts and bolts inside of a alu channel and like a star lock on
And earlier in the year you were designing a bookshelf, correct?
Yeah.
How did that go?
For a grade. It went pretty good. I obviously didn't do too bad because I'm still passing, but it went a little tough, but we got through it, and he talked a lot, so it was hard to finish it. So,
he being who?
Mr. Russell.
Mr. Russell. Yes, Mr. Russell is the teacher of Gateway. So we're recording this on March 20th. We are a couple of days away from spring break. You're over halfway through 7th grade, which means you're over halfway through middle school. Kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
Can you think back to, you know, starting out as a 6th grader? Like, were you nervous coming over here to the middle school?
Not really. I was just weirded out about the fact that we had gone all the way up to the top of the school
mm-hmm.
in 5th grade. Now we went back to the bottom, mm-hmm. like kind of restarted our progress.
And you're just a couple months away from being back on top as an 8th grader.
Yeah.
So you weren't really nervous. Were you like... were there any surprises when you started at the middle school from what you were thinking and it was different?
Not really. I knew it was going to be harder, but didn't think that we would do different stuff, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Because we switched from a Bigfoot project to a... one about a guy who rides on a snowboard and has dogs on it.
Oh, the sled dog race. The Iditarod. Yeah.
So that was a big change.
So how do you stay on top of all of these changes? How do you stay organized?
I stay organized by looking at what we're doing and making sure I finish that stuff during class so I don't have to do it outside of school.
Do you find that there are kids that waste time in class that don't get their work done?
Yeah, a lot.
And then they have homework that night.
And they don't do it.
Yeah. So your first bit of advice is like, hey, buckle down in class, do what you're supposed to do, and then you'll have very little, if any, homework.
Yeah, basically.
So you said you take 2-day study hall.
3-day
study 3-day hall. Study hall, I'm sorry. 2-day gateway, 3-day study hall. Why did you choose to take a study hall class?
So I can stay on top of my classes.
Mm-hmm. So that's another way to stay organized.
Yeah.
By taking study hall.
I mainly do it for social studies since there's a lot of work to do in there.
Okay. So what are you most looking forward to as an 8th grader next year?
Social studies.
Why's that?
Because I like social studies and heard that the teacher is not that bad.
Mr. Klein, shout out. Yeah, in American history, or 8th grade history is American history.
Yeah.
From like Revolutionary War to Civil War, so it is a really interesting. It's an interesting time period.
Yeah, definitely for us.
So, running short on time, I'm going to transition. I'm going to go back to sports for a second. Have you filled out a March Madness bracket?
Not yet.
Not a basketball guy?
Well, I watch it, but I just look at the bracket and choose somebody.
Mm-hmm. So who do you think?
It's going to be weird, but I got a. Either Illinois or Bama.
Ooh, Illinois or Alabama. I like those choices. Well, Aiden, you and I have been trying to talk about this and plan this for a long time now. I'm glad we could finally make it happen. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me today.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS Podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!